Lagos! What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up? Yes, one voice right here. She's still under the weather, but she's coming out gradually. Let her take her time. Yeah, let her take her time. I will not sing today. I will not say, praising the Lord always. Oh, she hit me. My name is Trent, and I'm right here this morning with Marianne Okun, and she's been having it. But how are you feeling, darling?
Praise Jesus. Amen.
You see, you're better today, right?
Yeah, my voice is. I still sound like a dude.
You will not stress the.
I still sound like a dude, but that's fine.
It's fine.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, two guys. Yeah, what's up? What's up, Lagos? You know, my name is Marianne Cohen. You know? It's not shame. My voice is like this because I'm Marianne Cohen. And.
Church, I hate you.
I love you too, darling. You know, I love you too. All right, this show goes on 10 a.m. to 12 noon every single day, Monday to Friday. And we'll try to put in things to let ease off the tension in the land. Yeah? There's a lot of it. You need to be alive to be the one to see your country make it.
Yeah?
Absolutely. If you want to kill yourself while the process is on, who will be there to celebrate? That prepared to take before me in presence of my enemy. If you don't have enemy, if all your enemies are dead, who will be there when God prepares that table? You are saying all of my enemies die.
What kind of
If they all die, who will be there when your victory comes? Let them leave and see what you shall become in future.
Pastor.
Oh God, receive. How's it going to be fun this morning? Let's get going. You know how we start the show, don't you? I will not let her. Anytime you are doing What's Up Lagos, I'll do it on your behalf, okay?
Please, my voice is bad. I just sound like a dude.
Okay.
But those who love me still love me.
Oh, yeah, they do. So we're going to start this morning with Sound Off. She's going to sound off with me. What is Sound Off, if you're just joining for the first time? It's when we get to take something in society. Something, it could be against promise, it could be against anybody, it could be for someone, it could be just something that you need to listen to, something you need to hear. We will not let you be the one to get angry or pull your hair if you have hair. We will be the ones to do it for you right here. And just listen. We don't take comments on this. It's called Sound Off, and it starts from in here. So listen up. All right, it's 12 minutes past hour 10, and it's time for Sound Off this morning. And we're going to be going straight to it. We heard, we are still in the news since March of this year. Nigerians who got on a train, all they did wrong was to get on a train, means of transportation from one point to the other, and they were kidnapped. Many of them are still in incarceration as we speak. They've been released in trickles. And people have been saying, this government, are you not doing anything? Are you guys not just watching this happen? Someone came out and said they paid 100 million. Some were freed because they were old and it was time for the Muslim festival. Different reasons. But we got into the news a couple of days ago and we saw something really, really quite heart, I wouldn't say wrenching. I'm looking for another word.
Heartbreaking.
Let me just get to the word. Yeah, I think so. The presidency has explained its role in securing the release of those abducted from the Abuja-Kaduna train. In March, terrorists had abducted some passengers on board the Kaduna-Abuja train after the rail line was bombed. Since the abduction, several people have been released, with the latest being passengers from the train. However, the president's senior special assistant on media and publicity, Garba Shehu, said the Nigerian government paid the medical bills. Let me say again. Paid the medical bills for delivery of a pregnant terrorist wife. Speaking on BBC Hausa service on Friday, Shehu said some children of the terrorists were released from detention. You notice these were the demands made by the terrorists. Shehu said the Buhari's government sent a plane, aeroplane, to fly the children of the terrorists from Adamawa State after they were released just to pacify the terror group.
Sorry, pause.
I won't pause.
They said they sent a plane.
Please, I won't pause. Let me finish. Please. He, however, lamented that the terrorists reneged on their promise to release all the victims. According to Shehu, the terrorist leader demanded release of his pregnant wife. The government took her to the hospital and she gave birth to twins. He was shown that his wife and children are healthy and they were handed over to his parents. During the night, the government sent a plane to pick them up. We expect that if they are given these, they will release all the people they were holding.
All right, so just take off from where Stretch has landed. This is the presidency. Kaduna train attack. How the leader of terrorists deceived us to release his wife and kids. I'll take it up from there. So the presidency is saying that they had kept their own end of the bargain.
Yes.
But that they were being deceived by terrorists. Is this not why you do not negotiate with terrorists?
Let me even.
And if there must be negotiation, you have to have the upper hand, Nigerian government.
Maria, let me take you back to 12th of March, 2021.
Oh,
Nigeria announced that it would not negotiate with terrorist groups. Speaking at a press conference, National Security Advisor then, Babagana Mungono, said the Nigerian government does not see negotiations as a means to deal with the worsening security conditions in the country. He further said, negotiating will mean weakness. Instead, we will mobilize all our power to eradicate the violence in the country.
Reminds me of something we talked about yesterday.
Yes.
Make talking tough.
We will make sure no stone, all stones, or which stone are you on, Tony? But let me just say this. In the world, if you're going to even negotiate, even after you said you will not negotiate, isn't it to say, we have your wife, we have your children. They are here. Bring the people. So when you release this, I'll release that.
Simple.
Which one is, you will release them, you will take the wife by private jet to the hospital, you will pay our hospital bills, you will send the children to the mother of the terrorist. Sir, Oga Terrorist, sir, Your Excellency, we have released our people. So the terrorist is now the honest man.
I'm sorry.
That will do what he said he will do. You have dumped your side. You've done your side of the negotiation. You've finished. And now you expect, now he deceived you.
Okay, promise.
Oh,
today's
God.
Your day.
Hey.
What is your bargaining chip?
Hey.
If you've given everything to the terrorists.
Yes.
If you've kept your own side of the bargain, you literally have kept your
everything.
Own side and still have nothing in your hands. What do you have as a bargaining
nothing.
Chip? Promise. It's a shame that at this point in our lives, when our people are dying unnecessarily,
oh my God,
a silly mistake as this will be made, and then you come back to us
to tell us that
to
you
tell
are,
us that you were deceived. You
know, they deceived
like
you,
like a money doubler took your money,
yes.
Or like what
like
they call
you
it,
entered one chance.
Or something. Is this a joke?
Are you playing with us? Are you joking right now that you left? You did your part. So the terrorist is now the honest, straightforward man that does as he says. You have done everything. Now, what if, okay, did you think, what if this guy doesn't obey?
Remember you say that there is no thinking in Promise Home?
I said so.
Yes.
So
Promise
never,
Land has no thinking.
So you know now, Marianne, it's not, you know, this thing is not only one person that did it. It's a group of people that collect salary, that wake up in it, that breathe air that we breathe, though.
And are supposed to be thinkers.
Thinkers.
Strategies need to become. Mm-hmm. I mean, I.
They go about with siren people.
Are you taking us for granted here?
Like that's a rhetorical question, huh? I'm sure it is, because
I want to say something else, but I won't.
Don't, please. My handcuff doesn't look good on me. So,
yeah, I have enough on my hands.
Okay,
that's
so let's just move. So what we're asking is this: is this what you want? So now that you have told us that you are deceived, the security, the people that we believe that the reason we sleep, those that watch over us, are telling us that terrorists that didn't go to school, that didn't go to strategic school, that didn't know, they deceived you. So what are we supposed to do as the people?
Isn't this why you should not negotiate? And if you must, you need to have the upper hand. Why is it that
we
the people are now telling you what to do?
Why? So why are you going about siren vehicles? Why do you get salary? Why are we paying with a taxpayer? Why are we even paying the tax to you? If you don't know what to do, ordinary negotiation.
Oh.
Even HR.
It is a shame. It is an embarrassment.
It is
very demeaning that we would be at this point in our life as a country that a government would tell its people that they were deceived by terrorists, the same terrorists that you promised us to fight and bring an end to them. You said you were going to decimate these guys. And here we are in August of 2022.
Yes.
You are telling me
that they deceived you.
You paid hospital bill. Give birth to twins. You'll pay for naming ceremony.
I think this is
now.
The year's joke. This is the joke
this is,
of the
this
year.
Is just
2022's joke.
Naming ceremony. Now. We'll do naming ceremony. I won't you do naming ceremony. You use our money to fly
them.
You flew them. You paid their hospital bill with our fuel. This jet fuel. I can't fly from here to Portaka. I can't fly from here to Abuja. You flew terrorist wife alone in the plane. You released our children. People are saying that they can't pay for cesarean section. People can't do things. Normal, law-abiding citizens. But the terrorist wife.
So you were deceived to give a five-star treatment
to a terrorist wife. The only thing she is because she's married to a terrorist. Hey, kudos, man. Kudos. Wonderful. Nice job. She's applauding. She's not feeling fine, no? She's using her energy to clap for you.
Well done. Well done. And that sound off.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Yeah. Do what's up, Lagos? Yeah. See, I'm doing it for two of us. Yeah. All right, it's 10:30 on the clock, 10:30, and we're going straight to it. We have a topic for you today, something to ease your mind of all we've gone through right now. So let's move ahead, all right?
Now, we're going to have a conversation, a very realistic conversation, and we want to see how many of you would be true to your family members. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If you caught your in-law cheating on either your brother or your sister, as the case may be, who has the most enviable relationship of 13 years. So this is the most talked about relationship in your family. So you're always like, oh, he's such a great guy, or she's such a great
they're
lady.
They're so good together.
They're good together. They're like so perfect.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Will you spill or will you chill? Will you keep your mouth shut and say, it's their business. I cannot get caught in this. Oh, will you say, eh? Cheat on my sister. Cheat on my brother. Ah, no, I have to tell them. Never.
I will tell her. Or will you just keep quiet and let it flow?
So the question is, what would you do if you caught your in-law cheating on either your brother or your sister, as the case may be? Don't forget, they have the most enviable 13-year relationship. Mm-hmm. What would you do? How would you handle that situation? Would you run along and tell mama?
Or would you just say, look, I know me go spoil them for them.
They'll
be okay. All right? Mm-hmm. So think about it and let's know what you think about it. We have our own side to it, but let's hear you out first. Mm-hmm. By the numbers you can call, 0700
993-993-993-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. Or you could be part of the conversation on our WhatsApp. Also on our Twitter handle, it's at Nigeria Info FM. And so we'd like to hear from you this morning. But this is solely you. Don't say, if not you.
This is a situation, yeah? Even if you don't have a brother or a sister, just think about it.
It's
if
a
you
scenario.
Have a brother or sister, what will you do? What will you do? What will you decide to do?
Join the conversation.
Right? And give us a WhatsApp, Lagos, when you call, please.
Hello.
Good morning.
Here. Hello.
Are you there? Hello. I guess the person is not.
Sorry
you
about
make
that.
Make sure you know when we pick up your call.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
What's
up, Lagos?
Who and who? who is doing this slow motion WhatsApp, Lagos?
If I'm the one,
Oga,
we have not opened the door for you, Seth. You don't even know your name, Seth. Oga, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? We need to chat it out. Oh, yeah, I'm ringing bell. My hand is failing me.
Stop, Lagos.
This one is stubborn. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Stop the WhatsApp, Lagos.
Go ahead, please. What's your name again, bro?
If I'm the one, I'll mind my business, Oga.
Okay.
So that they will not use you and settle and put you in the middle when they have settled their wahala.
So you won't tell your sister that you saw
her husband? I will not tell. I will just be...
So you'd rather that your sister be cheated on?
I will just be giving sign. If they see my sign, that I'll be giving them sign.
Mm.
Either when these two people are together, give them sign to separate them.
Like
if
what?
They read in between the line, then they will find out by themselves.
Okay.
But you will not go all out to tell them that this is what is happening.
Okay, you just
if you tell them if they settle, then you put you in between.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kendrick.
You're thinking about your name. All right.
This is
My name is Kendrick.
Okay. All right. Go ahead then.
Okay. For me, just like the last speaker said, I will not be the one to go and spill the beans. But I get my in-law cheating on my sister or even my brother.
Yeah.
All I'll do is I'll sit him down or her down and make her understand the consequences of what he or she is doing. And make her or he realize that you stand the chance of losing your beautiful relationship with my brother or my sister. But I would not go spill the beans to make them separate. Because all these things can be remedied. Okay, I believe they can be remedied.
Okay, so you will approach the person you caught. You will approach that person and let that person see you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And make him or her realize the consequences of his or her action.
That I caught you, but I'm not going to spill it, but watch it.
No, I'm not going to tell him that I'm not going to spill it, right?
Okay.
He or she will be left with his or her conscience to keep pricking him or her. But I'll sit him or her down to make sure he or she realizes the consequences of whatever he or she is doing. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, someone there.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yeah. What's your name,
man?
What's up with you? What's your name?
My name is Afolabi Joseph.
Afolabi Joseph. What will you do in that situation?
You see, it depends on whom he or she is cheating on.
Okay.
If he's cheating on my sibling, you know, he's married to one, and he's cheating on another one. He's in the same family. Cheating is cheating.
That's not what we're saying. Hold on, sir. Let's paint the picture again. We're saying as the case may be, like for example, you are married, your brother or your sister is married to someone, and that someone is being caught cheating by you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell
that family member?
Yeah, family member that, look, I caught your husband cheating or your wife cheating.
And you're not getting my point. My point is, two of my sisters, you understand, one is married and the same in-law is cheating on the other sister. I can't keep my cool on that now.
No, okay.
If it is outside, I can say, Oga, I don't understand. I can see that, like the last caller said, that you sit him down. But if I see that you are married to one of my sister and you are cheating on another one.
No, that's not what we're... No, cheating on another one, how? You are married to one and you are cheating on that one. That's what we're saying.
Oh, in the same family?
No.
Hey, you see, you people did not put that...
You're confusing yourself. No, sir. So we're saying that, for example, you, sir, you are married to a lady. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And you're cheating on that lady. Should the lady's brother confront you, or should the lady's brother tell her sister, or his sister, that you are cheating on him? That's what we're saying. We're not saying you are cheating on two sisters or two brothers. Do you understand what we mean?
That's why I say it depends on the person he's cheating on. Do you understand?
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yay!
Stretch the life.
Stop it.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My name is Jess Loba. I just want to greet everybody.
Hey, Jess Loba, how old are you?
She's 9 years. That's Adeshewa from Edo.
Adeshewa.
We love you.
Thank you for saying good morning to us. Adeshewa, kilo apu.
It is me. I'll zip my mouth. No.
Why?
You said that wedding is an is a wedding of envious one.
Yes.
For everybody, I won't want to be an end to it. But I will call the person to order. The person that is doing the art, Gongo, I'll just tell the person, no, you are trending on a very wrong thing. But for me to go and tell my sister or my brother, no.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay, Adeshawa says.
So Adeshawa says you do not want to be seen as the one that wants to destroy the enviable relationship.
I will approach the sheet myself directly and tell the sheet that you are a cheater. So I'm cheating.
Why are you cheating?
It will spread the relationship. I've told you. Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Stretch to life.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
First time caller, my name is Dave.
Oh my God, take another one. All right. Go ahead.
If I'm the one, right?
Yeah.
I will not say anything though, but whenever they are together, I will just see some. I move away from them. That he or she will ask, "What's wrong that this guy is hitting you suddenly?" You know. From there, the answer will come out.
But that's still you saying something. So you're gonna just tell on them one way or the other, and this time you're telling in front of both of them. David, thanks for calling. But then there are people who have been confronted, and they would say to you, okay, I'll stop. But they continue.
Yeah.
So what if you confronting them doesn't do anything?
So maybe that's second base. When I find out that I've confronted you, I told you, bro, what's up now? This is not good. You know, she's my sister. Watch it, all right? Watch it. And I walk away.
And also, it depends on the kind of cheating. Maybe you saw him having drinks with a girl, or you've seen him having drinks with a particular girl, and he said, this is my business partner, or this is my PA.
Babe, cheating is cheating. You know body language when you see them, even if
and he argues it with you. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're seeing, but this is my assistant and we're having a work meet. So what are you talking about?
Okay,
did you catch us in the bedroom?
I'll just
what
say,
exactly are you are you trying to make me look bad in front of your sister? What exactly say, well, do
I've
you
not,
mean
I've not gone to my
why
sister.
Would you even think of this kind
for
of thing
have
in the
that
first
tone, you are guilty.
I'm not guilty, I just don't like people like
you,
who
like
insinuate
like
things.
I am your in-law and I
yes,
see
yes but
with
you are insinuating something
shoulder,
that's not real
with your hand on her shoulders right
yeah
here.
Well, I'm friendly with my colleagues. What's your problem?
This is wrong. But if you want to
by
keep
what
it up,
standards?
By the standards of marriage.
What marriage?
You shouldn't have your hands around another woman's neck.
Because what? This person is my friend. We've been friends for a long
so
time.
So your wife can have such a friend too?
Well, I don't know that if my wife
don't
has
worry.
That friend, but my wife
don't
is
don't worry
this
now,
friend.
You this chronic cheat. I'll call you. I'll spread it. Look,
okay. All right, well, we're still asking the question for those of you who are just joining. If you caught your in-law, whether he be male or female, cheating on your sibling, that's your sister or your brother. So if your sister or your brother is married and you found their partner cheating, what would you do? That's what we're asking. How would you handle the matter?
I got a couple of messages here. Rashid from Ikeja. In a relationship, already, if the relationship already survived 30, we said 13, but he said 30. Apparently, both parties have put up with some upsetting circumstances. I just allow them add the cheating to their list by minding my business. Although it will amaze you that other people's reaction will also vary along the gender line. We're more tolerant to a cheating man as compared to a woman. As hell, may break loose if the cheater is the wife. I'm Chooks from Ikorodu, Gberigbe. What's up, Lagos? To me, I will speak out to the person first to stop. If he continues, I will open up to my blood brother or sister, because most times God can judge it against you who refuse to speak. Okay, that's another one. There's another message here. Lots of messages here. Even if she is to be forgiven, even if she is to forgive the man, she should first of all arrest him.
Arrest him?
That's
a bit extreme.
I don't think
so. What would be his crime?
I don't know, cheating. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys.
I didn't know we had a law against that.
I will tell whoever I catch cheating that they should stop whatever it is that is happening. If not, I will tell. All right, this one says, Fido from Lakwa is your name. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I won't tell my sister. I will talk to my in-law to change. But if he doesn't, I'll talk to an elder that can talk to him. I won't tell my sister. I know how she will react. Another one here, I beg, if I spill the beans, na me go chop am. I no go talk. Pim, Oga, I know they put mouth for family matter because if it choke me, I will allow him or her to enjoy themselves. After all, cheating is a talent of some people. My name is Afrigogo from Obalende. Afrigogo, you?
Are we somewhat allowing cheating to go on because we'd rather not get caught in the middle of some drama?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Provided he's doing it, he's doing his responsibilities in the house and doesn't beat my sister, please, you should carry on.
Ew. Didn't I just say that?
So I said, look, I will put Baba inside this. Let them be doing what they're doing. If they've survived it for 13 years, they must have had spots like this and it didn't break them. So
yes, so the caveat here is that they've had one of the most enviable relationships.
Yes, everybody uses them as reference points.
And that's from an outsider looking in.
Have you seen Larry and Ngozi? They are wonderful together. That's an example of what a marriage should be. Then Bagan, you see something your eyes are not supposed to see. Will you talk or will you not talk?
We want to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's your name,
Stretch
sir?
To life.
Yeah. My name is Sude Sambo from Ibejuleki.
All right, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah. Before I give my own opinion, please, Lagos State Government should do something about the Ibejuleki. You know, they are suffering.
Okay.
I've been on the train for like 3 hours now. I'm yet to reach Lagos Business School.
From where did you set off? 3 hours ago?
Yes.
Are you coming from?
I live by Crown Estate.
Okay.
So the traffic is hell at this Ibejuleki Beju Express.
And it's because of the bad roads.
Lagos State Government virtually neglected this road.
Wow.
The so-called construction company that came to do at the frontage at Mefe, down to where they just left that place. They went back to Bogije.
Yeah.
Why can't you complete one before you
before
go to
you
another
go back
one?
To the other.
The traffic is hell.
Yeah, 3 hours is too much. Yeah.
Yeah. My opinion is that I think I would advise both couples for them to sit tight.
Okay. That means
so that
you
will not take you in future.
You will tell you will call them together.
I'll call them together and
you
advise them. Yes.
Okay.
And what would be the premise of your advice? Because they'll be wondering, brother, why are you calling us for this?
I would tell the husband to my sister to
I saw you
refrain from doing such.
Ah.
This is what we tell.
Apologize to the wife.
Yay.
And stop it forever.
Okay. Sir, let me just say one thing before you go. Aya Abomo.
That's it.
What?
Aya Abomo, after this meeting. Mm-hmm. Exactly, because we scatter.
What is Aya Abomo?
Aya Abomo is scatter.
Okay.
Because that's what's going to be. You sit down in front of the wife and say,
Your husband is
saying,
you
just say, young man, I need you to desist from cheating
Stop
on your
cheating.
Wife.
I saw you in that hotel with that woman. Please apologize to your wife now.
Well, again.
Tell her that you will never take another woman to that hotel down the street. Never again. I don't want it to happen again. Okay, goodbye. I'm going home.
That's Operation Scatter.
Zaga.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it. Thank you very much.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Curse to life.
So now it's me that you shouting the WhatsApp Lagos. Your dishes life. Please not do this together, Jerry. What's up, Lagos? Come on.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cheers to life.
All
good
right.
Morning.
What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Tony Rich.
All right, Tony Rich, go
ahead.
Okay, you know, it's two-sided. You know, in this part of the world, when a woman is caught cheating, it is assumed it's a taboo.
Okay.
Like, it's not tolerable. When a man is caught cheating, it seems to be said that it's normal manner. So in that case, if my sister's husband is, if I caught him, when I'll talk with him, I'll ask him to stop. Then I will go talk to my sister, know how she's faring at home, how everything is doing. I'll make her to open up to me. If the home is fine,
okay,
and the husband is taking care of the home, I'll keep quiet.
Okay.
But in the situation where the home is not tight and you are doing this, I think at that point, probably my sister has been maltreated, not been taken care of with the children, she's been battered. And then I will talk. I will put my sister, not just only talk.
Okay.
I will talk to the reason this is happening. But if he's doing his primary duties, his normal duties at home, I don't see any reason I should break the home.
Okay.
Rather, I would advise my sister to probably be more committed in her home and get something doing.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you very
Thank
much
you
for
so
calling.
Much.
I also don't want us to, bring it down to just the men. Women also cheat. No, so I don't like it when we keep saying, if I caught my brother-in-law, can't you not catch your sister-in-law?
No, but he said that it's mostly...
No, not just him. I just realized that the conversation is against the men as opposed to whoever was being caught.
Thank you, Jerry.
So, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
God bless you.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
It's a famous DJ concert, and all I have to say today is my birthday.
It's your birthday. Oh,
it's
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
For a second, I thought you were speaking Spanish.
I'm telling you. Congratulations. You made a revolution, yeah?
Mm.
Hello.
Okay, you need to turn off your radio, please. Happy birthday, but we didn't get your name. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's
up? Stretch to life.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Thank you. My name remains Godwin, calling from Loshoro, Lakwa.
Okay.
How are you?
We are fine,
Thank you.
Okay.
Back to the issue at hand,
Chibo.
I start with the traffic situation on the Lakwa. Lakwa, Awoyaya end, please, I will advise the government to give the contract of road construction to a company that knows about the traffic control very well before they give the contract to... They are killing some of us on that process. It's okay. Back to the center topic.
Yes, sir.
If under that situation, and a guy is doing some hustling outside, what I will do as a brother-in-law is to mind my business. Is to mind, except if it is going beyond that, it will have very direct negative towards the home, towards the marriage.
Okay.
I can then, on authority on my hand, call that brother-in-law. Say, guy, this one, it doesn't go wire. Take a missile so that this guy, if he break your home, otherwise you are not happy yourself. I will just make the truth to him. Then, unlike that other friend, the other guy who said he was going to summon two of them together.
Yes.
That one is not helping issue. It's only helping to scatter the home. So, it is better you call the man as a brother-in-law, as a guy man. Say, look, this thing.
According to what Marianne asked, what if it's a guy woman? What will you say to her?
Exactly. If it's your own sister, that's
it. If it's the woman.
If it's my own sister, I will draw on her ear very well, and draw it.
Violence.
Yeah, here, I go draw it to
violence.
One and say, it is shameful. Don't bring shame to our home.
Okay, but for the man,
our mother, our sister are not known for this.
Okay.
And with this, if a man says, no, I cannot take this, go your home.
What will you do?
There is no justification. I will not intervene. Because it is a wrong act.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much, yeah.
We have just about 50 seconds on the clock. And I like that we had to balance the conversation because, you see, it's very easy for us to say, if my brother-in-law, if my brother cheated. Women also cheat. And that's not in any way trying to make the women look bad. Women sometimes are caught cheating.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. Just like that guy said, when a man cheats, it's okay. You know, we kind of make it okay. Mm-hmm. But when a woman cheats...
You know, his voice came down and said, ah, you know, you talk about shame, talk about the works. All right, we'll be going to a short break. And when we come back, we will continue what we can and take the show to another level.
All right, we'll take more of your thoughts and your comments when we come back. Because right after that, we will be talking about the Child's Right Act and, of course, child protection in Nigeria.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, Sue, what's up, Lagos? Check your time. It's 10:58. By 11, we'll be giving you the headlines, all right? And after that, we'll come on the other side of 11 o'clock where we'll be taking it to another direction, yeah? Remember, you can be part of what we do here. You can be part of the conversations on the telephone, 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a female, yeah, those people that don't ever call, you can use this line 01465-7190. 01465-7190. All right. In a minute or thereabout, we'll be taking Wemimo should be here to do what she knows how to do very well. And after that, we will take it to the next level.
So think about it. If you caught your in-law, don't forget, this your in-law is your favorite in-law. They've been in a relationship, a marriage relationship for 13 years, the most enviable one, and you caught your in-law cheating. Would you tell your sister or your brother, the person who's married to them? How would you handle the matter? We'll come back after the news to take your thoughts. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's still What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 3 minutes on the clock, past the 11 o'clock hour. Well, we are still going to be talking about child protection after this. We're still expecting our guests in the studio. In the meantime, if you found out that your in-law was cheating on your sibling, whoever your sibling is, male or female, how would you handle the issue? Don't forget that these people have been married for 13 years and their marriage is the most enviable in the family. Everybody's always talking about them, how good they are together, how perfect their relationship is. How would you go about letting one member of your family know? Would you even do that or would you stay out of it? We want to hear your thoughts this morning. 0700-993-993-993-993. And you can call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. We got messages, Stretch.
Yes, messages. What's up, Lagos? I'm Esther. If it were me, I would not tell because my brother might know about it. Me going to tell him might make everything complicated, but I will talk to my sister-in-law to stop it. All right? That's what you will do. Lots of messages here. This one says, if I catch him and confront him and he continues, next time if I see them in that compromising corner, I will call my siblings and ask him or her to come meet me at so-so-so place so that she will catch him on her red-handed. Then I move. Beauty from Aja. Beauty. What's up, Lagos? Please, I need advice for our friend. Her wife cheated on her and confessed after 4 years. But since then, the young man, the husband, is scared, he keeps hearing that her wife will do it again. What is your advice? I don't want to mention my name. All right, we will, I don't know, maybe I may have something to say, but let's just continue reading these messages. We'll come to it.
We'll come back to it.
We will take responsibility for our actions. If you're cheating in a relationship, it means you're not deserving of the relationship in the first place. If you cheat, I catch you, I'm telling on you immediately. The message you read earlier about the arrest was a message I sent on the topic on last week's family clinic. Okay. MI from Victoria Island. MI, thank you for clarifying that. What's up, Lagos? When my sister told me how
her husband
cheated on her, that she would confront him and even the lady. Okay. I sat her down and put sense to her brain that all what you need, you have. And the family is fine. All what you need to tell him is play safe with protection, gee whiz. And I told my in-law, if you do this, please be smart and never put it to your wife's eyes. No friend. Hide it.
So it's okay to do it, but don't put it in your wife's eyes.
But don't bring it home.
Don't rub it on our face.
Okay, kudos from Lekki. Someone says, your name is Jeffrey. Yeah, I think I got that. Okay, he says, Jeffrey from Egbeda. What's up, Lagos? I'm into event planning.
Sorry, sir.
My brother-in-law came to a venue. Okay, it's a very long one. Sorry, Jeffrey.
Too long.
All right, good morning. What's up, Lagos? My name is Michael from Ago. If I'm the one that call my in-law cheating on my sister, I would just dash him as the man of the house and give him warning, or approach him as the man of the house, give him warning regarding the act, that anytime he does something like that again, I will tell. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? You guys are lit. I'll speak to the cheater, my in-law, to stop it. Then I will mind my business to water past Gary, because 13 years no be beans. Kiki from Magodo. Kiki,
thanks, Kiki. All right, we're going back to the phone line, 0700-993-993-993. And of course, we're taking your thoughts. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. And on WhatsApp, we'd like to hear from you. Quickly, we'll take some of your calls, and then our information minister is around the corner.
Yes.
Yelch.
Yes.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Okay, that person is gone. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
I like your swag.
Pledge to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's your name?
Let me tell you what happened to me.
What's your name,
young girl?
What's your name first? First of all.
Okay, Joy.
Joy, go ahead.
My senior sister. Mm. So she put to bed. Mm. I went to go and greet her. Mm. The husband is every night. You know, this how they used to build separate from the woman's side. This man is every night. He will bring different women.
To his own house.
I can't tell my senior sister.
Mm.
But I didn't even know that marriage will not even last. Because one of the women, the man used to bring, wanted to kill my senior sister. I was regret when the team begins to play and say, I should have told my senior sister what was going on in that house. But the marriage you want to keep, some of them will not even stay. Mm. So why keeping it? Then you have to monitor your sister whether it's the one that we blow like a balloon.
Transformer.
Then before you now leak the secret to her. That is what I want to say. Thank you very much, Joyce, for calling.
That's extreme.
I want to kill.
You are not even just chopping. You are wanting to kill the original owner. That's not nice. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Miracle.
Hello, Miracle. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos? Come on, let us have it. Okay.
No, let me contribute.
Okay, Miracle, call us back with the passcode. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Stretch to life.
This is Malik speaking.
Hi,
Malik. Malik, how are you?
I'll go and tell my mommy. Let me talk to you.
Tell my mommy.
I'm telling you. Listen now, my dear. Mm-hmm. I'm the gentleman in the studio. Mm. If the man is my in-law,
yeah,
I will not tell my sister.
Why?
If you do, it might lead to divorce. It depends on how the man they do. I know something. They do, but they're packaging. You never know.
Smooth
criminal. If the woman is my own in-law,
mm-hmm,
and I catch her, it depends on her character in the house. I will break the bed. So there's two ways things. You understand me? But if it's my in-law, I will tell her, you'll come my party, you're going to pay me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. thank you very much for calling. There's so much distraction in this studio.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that we should go on this break and bring the information before fire. We card this studio.
Okay.
It's only other understand what I'm saying.
I'll take you to Lagos.
It's still the nation's number one top news and sports radio station.
What's up,
Lagos? Why does my voice sound so bad?
So what? It's good now. I'm presenting with the G. My homie.
I do like you.
Why my voice sounding so bad? Okay, let me read the message right here. In Marianne's voice. All right. So, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. If I happen to see my in-law cheating, I will let him or her finish what he started. Then I will walk up to him or her the next day and let him or her know what I caught him or her doing wasn't good. And if it should repeat itself, then I will tell my brother or sister to keep an eye on his or her partner. Black Diamond from Ijora.
Black Diamond will walk up
and say, Guy, I saw you yesterday at Hotel Diganga.
And I know Badu, your parole.
Yes, you were in room 441. Mm. And you were inside there for 7 hours. See, let me tell you.
7 hours?
Let me finish now. You can't deny the fact that you are cheating. But let me tell you something. This one will pass. But if I catch you again, and why you're saying this kind of if I catch you, you have to hold your 2 ears. Mm. If I catch you again, oh my God, my sister will see pictures.
Hey, go gas.
Just understand that and you walk away, drop mic. He won't cheat again. Or maybe he will use another hotel.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio or walk away from it.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? What's up? What's your name?
My name is Sunday.
Sunday.
I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Sunday, right, welcome.
Sunday. One thing is this. There is no how you can run away from love. The secret of love is there. Even if you caution them, tell them, they will still look for another area that they will be running to, hiding from where people knew them.
Okay.
So I think the best thing is just preach the word to them and what they are doing is sin.
Okay.
For them to cheat each other. And it's not fair. That's my take this morning.
Don't go yet. Wait.
Wow.
This your in-law goes to church. He can even be a church worker.
That's why he's hiding, though. He knows it's bad.
It's not that he doesn't have an idea that this is bad. Okay. Sunday, don't run.
Sunday,
what are you running away from?
No, you people don't want to hear what he's saying. He's saying that if you preach the word to them...
So the one that the pastor preaches in church is not the word?
It is you. Everybody has somebody that is called to him or her. Maybe it is your calling to preach the word to your in-law.
To your cheating in-law?
Yes, so that your in-law will see the light.
Because you have the word for him in season.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Somebody, stop me.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Off the radio now.
What's up?
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Bola from Ikeja.
Bola.
Dasi.
Let me share the story with you, please.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me, just relating to this, what you have said. My sister got engaged to a man for about 30 years ago. And then now they were consummated legally, but lately they were consummated as husband and wife. Are you with me?
Yes, we are.
And now the husband, 6 years ago, located in the United States of America.
Okay.
And we were doing that marriage ceremony in his absence. I was the father because we lost our parents at a very tender age.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yes, we are listening.
Now the husband called me last 3 weeks as we were discussing on Sunday afternoon. Meet my wife. The wife has to be an American.
Uh-uh.
Somebody that is married there, talking to his in-law, what will you do in such a situation?
Ah.
And they have grown children that have left universities.
Uh-uh.
So you let sleeping dog lie.
So you didn't even tell your sister at all.
How can I tell her?
Hey.
What difference would that make?
But she has to know.
No, but
for the sake of her children.
Hello. He's in America. The wife is okay.
Okay.
He's doing fine. The children have left school.
Okay.
The guy has left since almost 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
And the lady is into business. What effect would that make on her?
This is
okay.
So it's wisdom.
Okay. I like that.
It wisdom.
Thanks for sharing. So maybe even the for the guy, for your in-law to have the guts to call you, to tell you, maybe he's arranged it with the wife. Maybe the wife knows. Maybe she knows already. Because if he can call you, you're not holding anything to his head. He called you from America and said, meet my in-law. Meet my wife,
no,
rather.
It means my,
meet my wife. So I know your wife is my sister, and you call me and say, meet my wife, meaning you don't really...
I always like to look at the contrary. What if he's trying to trigger you to get you to your sister so he sees what happens? Because maybe he's seeking a divorce and he wants her to be the one to divorce
you. You can't use me.
So the guy is actually saying,
he's
jump
right.
And pass.
He's right, jump and pass. Okay, how are you? How are you? Shaniqua. You're good? Okay.
LaToya.
Nice to meet you. Bye. Yeah.
How do you sleep at night?
Peacefully.
When you know your sister's being cheated on and you've got grown up kids.
Yeah, the children are all, he said, the scenario he painted, children are all out of school. She's doing fine, doing her business. He's been out for 6 years. He called me. There must be something in it. He wanted me to do something for him. Maybe he wants me to be the one to say, sister, can you imagine? And he says, no, I'm not going to do that. All right,
let's read some messages and then we'll wrap up this segment because we are about to have our guest in the studio in a bit. So
all right.
Let's go to
this. So let's
messages.
Read this one. This one says, good morning, barista. Okay, my name is Uche. No, this is not for us. I don't know where this dropped from. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I will never say anything. I will be blind and deaf to everything. Jali from Larry. Jali says, I will just look away, man. I didn't see anything. Even if I passed them in the hotel lobby, I would just pass.
You didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. I'm not interested. All right? So thanks, guys. It's 11:20. And like Marianne said, our guest is very near. He's very close by. And we will get to another conversation in a bit. All right?
All right, 24 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour and our guest is here. Just so you know, we're talking about the Nigerian child and we're talking about the issue of child protection. Now, it has been said that the child protection bill has been delayed in its passage. It has put more children under the risk of forceful marriage, especially in a state like Kano. And one would think that in 2022, every single child will be protected. And you know, when we talk about things like this, we forget that it's not just people who are from Kano State who live in Kano.
Mm-hmm.
There are several other people who are not from Kano that live, do business, and of course work in Kano. So we're going to talk about states like Kano with our guest and what must be done to protect those children.
Yes, children are, we're adults because children are children and they need the protection of the older ones. And what are the things we've put in place to keep them safe?
Especially now that we're facing terrorism.
Yeah. What are the things we've put in place? What are the things that we have to do? What are the rules? What are the things that you as an individual need to even know? I guess we shed so much light on this and we all need to be informed. And in a bit, we'll be having her right in the studio to talk to us about this. All right, it's What's Up Lagos!
What's Up Lagos?
What's Up Lagos? All right, 11:32 on the clock. Our guest is finally here.
Yes.
And she must have gone through quite a lot.
Lagos traffic showed her shege.
Don't worry. We'll give you the Nigeria info effect. You will leave here happier.
Yes, right. Yes. Okay. Well, because we do not have too much time, let's go straight into the conversation this morning. Our guest is Ngozi Okoro. She is the National Coordinator, Child Protection. She's also in charge of the Child to Child Network. Ngozi, it's so good to have you join us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, interesting. So we have so many questions about, you know, the Child's Rights Act and child protection. And, you know, for some people, they do not know the difference between the Child's Rights Act and child protection. Is there even a difference whatsoever? Or is it one and the same thing?
There's no difference. There's no difference between the two. The fact is that, you know, we have the Child Rights Act that was passed in 2003 at the federal level. Then states are meant to domesticate it. And at the state level, it is called child right law.
Okay.
But recently, especially the states in the north, they now target child protection bill. So that's what
makes the difference.
Yes, yes. It's the same thing, you know.
So, you know, recently we've been told that the children, especially those in Kano, there's been a delay of a passage of that bill, which puts the children in more risk of forced marriages. Are there other states other than Kano that are in this category?
All the northern states are in the same category. But the fact is that the Kano, in fact, while I was coming, I had to, because Child Protection Network was established by UNICEF and government, and we have it in all the states, you know. So I remember there was a time the coordinator for Child Protection Network, Kano, put something on our platform. I sent him a message while I was on my way, say, how far with this? Because he said they are working on it, you know. And recently, about 2 days or so, Adamawa passed their own. They called it Child Protection Bill,
You
mentioned, Child Protection Bill, you know. So now we have Adamawa makes it the 31st. States to have passed it.
Okay.
So leaving
five more states.
That's Bauchi, Gombe, Kano, Yobe, and Zamfara.
And Zamfara. They have not passed.
Yes, yes. Okay. And you know, it's not just passing. You know, and we are supposed to look at the content of what they are passing.
Exactly.
You know, that has been the delay, especially with states from the north. Because they are supposed to look at the Child Rights Act from their state point of view and pick up those that are peculiar to them, things that are peculiar to them, you know, are the children there, you know, that's what they're going to work on to make up their child rights law in the state. You know? So it's not just to pass, it's to implement.
So let's lump up all the states together. Every other state has, you know, domesticated.
Yeah.
Some, but how many of these states have effected, like you have said, it's not just to pass. Can you quantify, or let's say, put a some form of statistics to the number of states that have been able to actually domesticate, effect these laws as per the children in their states?
I cannot say. I can talk about Lagos.
Lagos,
where
okay.
I am, I cannot say about, just like I said, it is not just to pass. Some of them pass that when you look at the...
What they passed.
Yes, it's very watery. You understand? It's all about passing. You know, I know some, like Ogun State, I don't know whether they have reviewed it. You know, they looked at the thing was just watery and... You know,
when you say watery, what does he mean? Watered down? It's not exactly what it was from the national
from
level?
Exactly now. That's what I mean by watering it down. You know, like, you know, in the north, this issue of child marriage, it has been the main problem why they have delayed the passage. Now, we don't know the content, whether they put it into a law prohibiting the forced marriage, forced marriage, you know, or not. Is when we see the content. We've not seen the content, yes.
So moving ahead from that, if they pass a watered-down act, is there anything that can be done to say, okay, go and review this legally, to tell them to say, this cannot pass. This, what you've passed, is like you passing nothing.
You see, how did I know it was watery? It's one of our members, too, that mentioned it and that they are working on it.
Okay.
You know, so, like Lagos passed their own in 2007. And Lagos, we have reviewed it 2015. If you see the book, this one is the reviewed one.
Okay.
The and it is still under review now.
Again?
Yes, I mean Lagos. You know, because when you look at it, there are things that are not there. So you have to review.
Like what? Like what? Give us an example of some of the things that are not there that should be there.
There are some situations like penalty for parents.
Okay.
Penalty for parents in different areas, you know, because you see, at times when there are cases of abuse or so, when you report and you start going to court or whatever, parents will come and say they don't want to
leave it. Is a problem,
you know. But they don't consider the effect on the child.
On the child,
you understand. So we are working on it. We have discussed it with the help of UNICEF and even ROLAC, this British Council. You know, we'll be discussing it. So everybody, they say, okay, if you know what is missing there, send in your
contribution.
And we've been doing that. And you know, as you study it, you find out faults and gaps. So you contribute, you know, because a child is abused. You know, this issue of sexual abuse and all that, it is not what you just say.
Wish away.
Yes, because that child is suffering. If nothing is done to that child, if that child is not rehabilitated, if there is no justice for that child, it will hurt the child. You know, it will hurt
probably
the child.
Probably damage the child forever.
Forever. You know, I know a lot of adults are said because they were abused when they were growing up, that's why they don't want to have anything to do with men. You know, so but some parents, they don't know that. Some of them will compromise. They will go and collect money behind, you know, and then say they don't want. It is wrong. So we've been talking about it. There should be penalty for such parents. They should be dealt with.
Aside from talking about it or working on these things, because I know that there will be committees upon committees trying to review for different states, or those who are even pushing for states to even domesticate it. How much information is out there in the public space for parents and even children to understand what their rights are? And of course, the parents also knowing where their rights start and where it stops for their children. Like you said, many parents would say, oh, to protect the family name, blah, blah, blah. Let's just, you know, leave the child out of it. How much information is out there?
I would say in Lagos, we are trying. I can talk for Lagos. We are trying because we go to schools to sensitize children, to, you know, to discuss the issue with them, to empower them. Because, you know, when a child is informed, you know, the child will be able to protect him or herself. You know, there was a case that happened somewhere in Ajegunle area. This girl, 11-year-old, because she was empowered, she was sexually abused. She did not tell her parents. She went straight to the police station to report. So it was at the police station that they now called the parents. You understand? So when children are informed, because that child is informed, you know, Lagos is very big. So we've been doing it bit by bit, you know.
All right, so this success story of Lagos, well, I want to consider that Lagos should be one state that has gone further than most, most especially in the north. So you must have a network of people who do what you do in other states. Do you guys have like workshop or things to, because like someone in Zamfara state that it hasn't even been passed, things are going on there. What does that kind of person working there do? How do you guys exchange information? How quickly do you guys exchange information? And what can be done to help alter these anomalies?
You know, like I said, Child Protection Network was established by UNICEF
okay.
looking at the gaps in issues that concerns children, the protection of children, you know. So we have this network in all the states. And like you said, on my way here, I had to send a message to the coordinator for Kano, say how far, because there was a time he post something on our platform. I say how far, you know. So that's what we also always do, because it's the duty of the NGOs, Women Affairs, where they have the child department and the Ministry of Justice to work on it, to push for it, you know. So we keep on asking our members, because we have, like I said, it's a network. We have our members and we have trainings. We have trainings, you know. And also, we also work with other organizations who try to build the capacity of our members, you know, like IOM to work IOM, ROLAC too. We work with them, you know, building our capacity for us to be on the same page, on the same page. Because like I said, in Lagos State, when we rescue a child, you know, that child must have come from any of the states. And so what we do is to contact the state
of origin.
I know. So if it's to do family tracing, we'll contact them with the details from the child.
You know where to take.
Yes.
Legally, how legally are you backed? How legally is this organization?
Yeah.
how do you have lawyers, a group of lawyers that work with you?
Yes. Okay. We have lawyers. You know, when UNICEF established it, it's NGOs and government ministries.
Okay.
So we have agencies that also work with us.
All right.
NAPTIP and all this. We have, you know, and like in Lagos here, we have Ministry of Justice. We have a domestic and sexual violence agency, you know, that work with us too. We have OPD. We have legal aids. We have National Human Rights Commission.
Wow.
We have AULA. We have FIDA. So all this, and we have other lawyers who
work with you guys.
So we have lawyers who follow our cases up and all that. We have them. We also have journalists.
Look how she said the journalist.
Yeah, she said it. Journalist.
You people. So two of you are not with us. Journalists. Like
you have to
go
up to us. Okay.
You know that, like I said, it was established by UNICEF. So
yeah.
UNICEF, they have also, we have platform for UNICEF journalists, media people that will discuss and all that. So that was why I was asking whether it was Angela that called, because he called me yesterday. I said, we're not carrying them along and all that. I said,
You see?
No, hold on.
So journalists are reaching out. Now.
Yes. No, we are doing our work.
No. What I mean by carry, you know, when there is a case of a child, you don't put it on the media.
No, not yes, child. For the
you
child.
Need to protect that child's
exactly,
identity.
Exactly, you know, because the child
has rights.
Apart from rights, a future.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know, these are our people. Once there is something, they go and Google it and then bring out, they say, when you wear this, you were abused.
This, that.
No, so that's why we are careful about it.
Okay.
So we have different groups that work with us.
I'd like to bring a particular scenario before we go to the phone lines, because I'm sure people have questions. These number of children who we still see on the streets every other day, scratching on your windscreens, begging you for money. We even see the one that really, really breaks my heart is that woman who carries that her baby in the rain, in the sun, begging for money. Does that baby not have a right? I'm always curious. If a car hits these children or something terrible happens to them, what is done on their behalf? Again, some of these children are under the, you know, oversight of some person, whether it's a man or a woman, but an adult. Is there also a penalty for these people who are using these children as beggars?
Yes, yes. There is penalty. And, you know, like we just mentioned, some of these people, they are not their children.
Hmm.
They rent them. There are some, you know, there are some
they rent?
Places.
Yeah,
yes. There are some places that some women will say, okay, help me take care of this, my child.
Yeah.
Let me go and come, you know. And before you know it, they'll carry the children to the streets to go and beg, you know. And when we see them, we pick them up. Like, about 2 weeks ago, you know, they called me to say that there was a woman at Yaba. They took the picture. She was with her babies, triplets.
Wow.
You know, so the person interviewed her and asked her, why is she outside? What of the husband? Why is she exposing these children? You know, she said that she has issues with the husband and all that. All the way from Ketu to
Yaba.
To Yaba to go out, to beg. You know, that's what they would tell you. And you know, at times some of them, their husband may not be aware that that is what they are doing. You can imagine all the way. Why didn't she beg somewhere in Ketu where they know her or people, you know, not understand. So, but, you know, because like I said, child protection network, like in Lagos, we have it in all the local governments.
Okay.
So we have those in charge. So immediately you mentioned the local government. I had to call the
coordinator
for the local government. Say, see, this is your case, so you understand. But the first thing is to call the coordinator for mainland where she is begging. So for him to go there and see the woman and do what they're supposed to do. So it's all that they pick them up, and if some are maybe their biological children, find out why are you begging? Why can't you go and work and all that? You know, and Lagos State Government, Ministry of Youth and Social Development, because that's where you have the child department, and there too have the child protection unit. We'll also call them. You know, if it's happened that maybe the woman is homeless with the babies, so we'll call the ministry. The ministry will go and take the mother and child to their Ikorodu
Settlement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we want Lagos to chip into this conversation before we wrap things up. Ngozi Okoro is here. She is of the Child to Child organization, and she is also the National Coordinator of Child Protection. She's in the studio. We're talking about how protected the Nigerian child is, especially the Lagosians. Yes, we've seen all kinds of things. I'm sure that, you know, you see children and you wonder, where are their parents? Well, Ngozi is here to answer all your questions. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can also call, if you're a lady, 01465-7190. And you can send us a WhatsApp message also. We'd like to hear from you. What must be done to keep the Lagos child safe, also the Nigerian child, especially in today's world where there's much more abuse for the young children? I mean, we see several reported cases. I cannot forget that case mm-hmm. of that baby that was raped. Mm-hmm. Her mother was in school. She was going to school in Port Harcourt, and the child was with the grandmother. After that baby was raped, her grandmother was... No. The grandmother was threatened that if they ever told the police about it, they would kill them.
Harm will come upon them.
And so the grandmother hid it from the child. But let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us the passcode, Oga.
Lagos? What's your name?
Nixon calling from Yaba.
Go ahead.
Please, I just want to ask you a situation whereby a lady married with her husband, and after giving birth to 3 children, he abandoned them. They called him severally to kind of take responsibility, agree to do it, and at the end of the day, we end up divorcing. So what can the mother do in this aspect?
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Yeah. So it's a child abandonment situation, but then there is still a mother.
Neglect.
Yes, yes.
You will go and report at the welfare. We have welfare officers, you know, in each of the local government. You report, or you also go to the police, you know, the JWC special unit, and report, you know. You know, Lagos State government is not happy with any man that will impregnate a woman and abandon, not to talk of a child. He must sit up to his responsibilities. You understand? Because we have such cases, a lot now, a lot. Because like I said, I work with children. So if you're coming to my office, if there's nothing that concerns a child, I will not answer you.
Mm.
You know, but most times, it's just, I have a lot of it. Men running away from their responsibilities, you know, leaving everything for the woman, which is wrong.
Mm. Well, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir?
Yes, Eze, calling from Odobologo.
All right, Eze, go ahead.
I don't know. I want to ask this question. Don't look at it so foolish. Why is it that it's only Lagos State that is working in Nigeria? What happened to the other states? Because all I'm hearing from Lagos State is like Lagos is another world entirely. And Nigeria is another country also entirely. I don't really understand what is going on in this country. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much for calling.
That's just food for thought.
Other states are working too, but not at the pace of Lagos.
Okay. And he's asking why.
Why? If the government in those states... You know, others are really, some of them are working, but the pace is not like Lagos. And they are sitting, you know, another thing is like this current administration, the first ladies, like we had a meeting with the first lady of Lagos State. She said they have their platform, you know, and when they hear any abuse, you know, they will call the first lady of that state. What is happening to this? What is happening to this? So this also is helping them to sit up.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because like when there are cases like Imo, when there was a case there, you know, I asked the coordinator, I said, what is happening to this case? When they sent it to me, she said they are working on it, even with the first lady and all that, and the ministry of
women. So there's a push from the group of first ladies, right?
Yeah, there's a push from them, and they are doing well. We will get there, Oga. Don't worry. Lagos is only setting the pace for others.
All right, please turn off your radio. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, this is Samson.
All right, Samson,
your
final
call. Samson, walk away from your radio, please.
Okay, I'm calling from Lekki Gardens.
All right, Samson, quickly.
Okay, I just want to use this medium to appreciate you guys. You guys are doing a lot of work. Sensitizing the public.
Thank you, Samson.
I just want to say kudos.
All right. Thanks, Samson. We'll just have 30 seconds on the clock. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it, please.
Hello, good morning, Lagos.
Morning.
What's your name, sir?
So, my name is Joe from Barrick anyway.
All right, Joe, quickly.
Yeah, I still appreciate what the last caller, I think the last caller, yes, what he said. All those things that happen in Lagos, why don't they happen in other states? I still ask the second person to ask the question. Because if you get to other states, you look as if there's no government there. To be sincere.
All right.
Because I come from Imo, nothing is happening there.
Okay. Well, I think she just spoke about Imo, that the first lady is on top of the matter and, you know, she's trying to make things work. But we want to say thank you to Ngozi Okoro. Unfortunately, we're out of time. She is the National Coordinator of Child Protection and Child to Child. Thank you so much, Ms. Okoro, for coming to the studio. We know that you went through traffic, but thank you so much.
We appreciate
it.
We'll bring you back some other days.
Yes, yes, to have
you,
more of this.
It's my pleasure.
All right.
My name is Stretch and I'm stepping out, and she is Marianne Okoro.
Yes, of course. Don't forget to be part of the conversation tomorrow at 10 a.m. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, MIMIEYO.